This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And if you'd like to call in today, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We don't get many calls, but you're welcome to call. We'll pay for it, too. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. It's up. It's up. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Judy Wood is with us, and I'm delighted to be with her. We're going to be talking about where did the towers go? Evidence of directed free energy technology on 911. The definitive encyclopedia of where did the towers go. Welcome, Dr. Judy Wood.
Hello. Well, thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Wood, it's always delightful broadcasting with you. I'm looking forward to you being at the Get Prepared Expo in March of 2015, the last weekend in March, right here in Missouri. Lebanon, Missouri is where it will be. And I'm looking forward to having you visit the farm and stay at the farm with us and the freeze-dry guy and Ed Marvini. And Dr. Howard Shane will be here. Dr. Richard Allen Miller will be here. Matt Stein will be here. It's going to be an absolute blast. It'll be a lot of fun. And I'm really looking forward to meeting you in person. So, and thanks for spending so much time with us here in the broadcast classroom, teaching us about this most significant event probably in our lifetime. The lies, the deception, the cover-up, the misinformation, the disinformation,
and the significance of it.
Yeah, and how is it possible to get so many people to sign on with what they saw and what they heard are two different things? I mean, let me just for example, in your book there are hundreds and hundreds of pictures. And these are not doctored, they're not Photoshopped, they're real photographs that you've assembled in your book. And you'll see, class, we're on page 173. That's where we're starting today. You will see people walking around just after the towers went away in short sleeves. Now, I was a volunteer fireman in the 1970s. And one of the things that I learned very quickly at the first fire I attended was they're hot. I mean, they will singe your eyebrows. They'll burn the hair off your knuckles, your arms. As a matter of fact, the fire hoses even have a spray nozzle that you can direct this fine mist at your face to protect you from the heat of the flames and the fire. In this book, you will see pictures of people walking around with short sleeves. How is that possible? Or their sleeves rolled up. How is it possible if this building were on fire? It burned down to the ground, allegedly. And some people believe that. I don't. But how is it possible that they're walking around as if everything's fine? It's just a nice day. Dr. Wood, how is that possible?
If when you cook on your barbecue grill in your backyard grill, you have long gloves on to protect you from the heat. You know, and you're flipping the burgers.
Yeah.
Big padded gloves.
You're absolutely right. And firemen wear gloves. And if you're wondering why the firemen's hats are shaped the way they are, the point up front, that's so you can grab the inside of the helmet by the liner or by the strap, and that point is to break windows. Okay, that's what the point is for at the peak of the fireman's helmet. The back
has
a tail. Yeah, and the back has a tail on it, and the reason it has that is it's not for decorative purposes. It's so that when the water that you're spraying on the fire and the water that's misting in your face doesn't run down your coat on the inside. It's to direct it away from your neck so that it drips down the back of the outside of the fireman's coat. So fires are hot. I mean, they are really, really hot. And I don't see much evidence of that here.
But I think about, you know, I'm not a firefighter, but I think of like, your backyard grill. It cooks steak, cooks meat.
Yeah.
And if the whole area was hot like that, people would be cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in a closed environment, like a room, if it's surrounded by high heat, you'd be like an oven. You'd be baking.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Wood, I've seen buildings taken down, and I've seen single story, ranch houses that have been demolished, and there's a pile of rubble. I've seen multiple story houses that have been brought down, and there's a pile of rubble. In your book, I don't see much of a pile of rubble.
It's 172, 173 at the bottom. It shows about all that's left, and you're standing at ground level. But you can see the eight-story building, see brackets on figure 160, showing that from the bottom to the top of building 6. That's 8 stories, and the little pile of stuff left, which is stairwell B, that's all there is. And it's much shorter than that 8-story building. But where the picture is taken, looking over towards Building 7, earlier that day, there would have been a big 110-story building blocking your view.
Mm-hmm.
Where is
right.
it? Is this nothing in your way except that little, 3 or 4-story pile of stuff?
And Dr. Wood, the things that you're saying are contrary to what the media has been telling us. Haven't we been told that it's thermite? Haven't we been told that, that's what happened? How has that affected you? Are you being targeted?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of like it goes with the program, because I try to herd people into one group or another. Something I've learned about how cover-ups work through this, and this applies to every one of these kind of situations. If you don't like the lie behind door number 1, they show you the lie behind door number 2.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like that, they have a lie behind door number 3. By then, there's very few people, still asking questions, because they feel comfortable being with the group. And the lie behind door number 2 is prepared so that if people start questioning the lie behind door number 1, they're not they're less tempted to look at the evidence if you show them another lie. And then they just, get on board with that, lie number 2. And so mm-hmm. turning around, looking at the wide open field of evidence behind them and seeing what is really there.
Dr. Wood, if we continue with your book, I'm looking at page 174. And there's a fireman there. His hands are exposed. It doesn't look like there's a lot of heat, but it looks like there's a lot of smoke and fire. Or the remnants of smoke and fire in the background. But that's really not what it is. It's just kind of a lot of dust, isn't it? Haze, dust?
Yeah, I use the generic term of fumes, so I don't have to call it by the wrong name, because if you say smoke, you're already assuming fire to be the cause.
Okay, I'm with you.
So just these fumes there, something still coming out. But what is so striking about that picture is this ambulance is backed up to towards the front door of what was Tower 1, but there's no Tower 1 there. But the ambulance is still there. It doesn't look clobbered.
Yeah.
The door may be ajar, but I don't see any dents or anything in it.
Yeah, what we're saying, class, is there's a pile of rubble, dust, and there's an ambulance. And you would think that if this building came down, you wouldn't see that ambulance. It would be buried under thousands of tons of concrete, steel, toilet bowls, you know, refrigerators, desks, whatever came down. But at ground
level, the people who were in that little pile of stuff, that was actually stairwell B. It was second, third, and fourth floor where these firefighters were. Well, there's 13 firefighters plus one civilian, Josephine, and she was slow coming down. So they weren't going to leave her. So they're all together. And turns out if they'd left her, they probably would have gotten, you know, destroyed on their way out. But they were in that group. Not a single one was person was lost from their unit. It's amazing. And so they're in the second, third, and fourth floor. But when finally their radios were working, their handy talkies, they called out to the buddies, you know, for help. He said, "Where are you? Second, third, and fourth floor, Tower 1. Where? Tower 1. Second, third, and fourth floor. Where's Tower 1? You look at that picture, you can see why they'd ask that.
Sure.
It's like, you know, they're speaking from the beyond. It's, you know, where are they? Where's Tower 1? Is this a piece of the north wall, a piece of the south wall, maybe up to the sixth or seventh floor of the outer wall? No taller than that, because what remains is shorter than building building six, which is eight stories. And if you look at the elevation map on page 175 of what's left, you see the middle of building six is missing.
It is.
And it's eight stories. See that stub that's left on the bottom mm-hmm. left corner of the picture?
Yes.
After they got mm-hmm. rid of everything else, you know how they got rid of that? You know, regular controlled demolitions, they put bombs in the building, you know, sticks of dynamite or whatnot. They didn't want to do that because they might destroy the bathtub wall because it's right against the bathtub wall. They used cables because they're worried about destroying the bathtub wall. So they pulled it down with cables. You know, those big grapplers, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Like jumbo-sized backhoes, and they connected cables to the building and rocked it back and forth and pulled it down.
Dr. Wood, when we come back, I'm going to tell you, and I don't believe we've discussed this, I'll tell you about a telephone call that I was told about that came from the tower just after the plane hit. And that call went to Richmond, Virginia. I'll tell you a bit about that when we come back. Dr. Judy Wood's with us. Where did the towers go? Where did the towers go? I'm Ben Finelli.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing important for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last Dr. Judy Woods with us, and her book, Where Did the Towers Go? And her website, wheredidthetowersgo.com. Dr. Wood, I have a friend who's in Virginia, and her son worked in a multi-level building in Richmond, Virginia. Her son's co-worker had a father who was in the tower, one of the towers, that was allegedly hit by an airplane that was on fire. And a call came in from the father in the tower to his son in Richmond, Virginia. And the call went something like this. Hi, I know you're worried. I know you know what happened. I know you know what happened, but I'm okay. I'm above the flames. A few seconds later, there was a click. That was it. That was the call. So I just wanted to share that with you. I don't know any more about it than what I've told you. But this man, the father, believed that he was okay. He believed that everything was fine from this call and that the fire would be put out and, you know, it was no big deal. That's the impression that I got. I don't think it was the father calling his son saying everything's fine, you know, it's going to be okay, when if he believed that it wouldn't be. So what I'm saying is, it didn't seem like this fire would take down the building. All he had to do was wait until the sprinkler system put out the fire and everything would be fine. Have you heard or talked to anyone who had those kinds of reports, Dr. Wood?
Oh, yes. And in my book, I talk about one particular, Elaine Gentel, that she called her husband. She says, you know, this event happened, but we're okay. And we're going to, you know, get some wet T-shirts and put them around our heads and start down. You know, she said, okay. You know, she has her cell phone. Call her when you get to the bottom. They're like, no big deal. But right. A couple stories later, out the window she went. No intention of killing herself, of course, but it was something weird just happened.
Dr. Wood, you know, there are a number of people who have jumped out of these windows to their absolute certain death. I mean, it's just no way.
I'm not convinced that they actually jumped out. They just ended up going out the windows.
Yeah, I used the wrong word. Right. Because it actually looks like they were propelled out the window, because the distance from the side of the building, I've asked a lot of people, okay, if you were standing on a flat roof and you ran as fast as you could to get as far away from that building and launched yourself, how far do you think you could go from the building? You know, how far away? And people would say, oh, maybe 10 feet, 15 feet. These people were, they were about 100 feet, right?
Well, somewhere, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how is that possible?
It takes, I looked into a world record for standing broad jump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and estimating they'd probably go up about, you know, 2.5 feet in that distance. So, you know, noticing what the free fall time is of that, you know, how far, how fast they'd be going. And so if they left out the window at that speed, because those windows were kind of narrow, so you couldn't really get that much of a running start. That's why I use the standing broad jump. And I use the world record for the, like, 1908 or something, because figuring that is equivalent to our street shoes nowadays. Yeah, and maybe at a world record, effort, launching out, mm-hmm. if you started from the top floor, about two-thirds of the way down, you might be 100 feet from the building. That's
okay.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That's
but
possible,
these people
but
were,
it's highly unlikely.
Okay, but when these people were on the way down after they left the building from the window opening, how far were they when they first started to descend, free fall?
You'd start to descend, you start to get out right there, and then as if you're leaving at a particular speed, you know, as you come down, you're still traveling horizontally at that speed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Dr. Judy Wood's with us. When we come back, Dr. Wood, let's talk about the photos and let's describe them. We're on page 176 and 177. We're hoisting the American flag. It's like everything's okay. We won this one. The towers turned to dust. That's what why else are we raising this American flag? I don't get it. Dr. Judy Wood and I will be right back. Where did the towers go? .com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys' Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Judy Woods with us, and we're talking about where did the towers go? We're talking about 9/11. Dr. Wood, as I look at page 176 in your book, there are three firemen raising our flag. And it reminded me of the Battle of Iwo Jima, which ended in March 26th of 1945, where there were four GIs that raised our flag after this horrific battle. And I'm thinking, this was a really serious event, and we're raising a flag at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Can you tell us about that flag and the flag raising? What was that all about?
Well, it was meant to be sort of a remake of that. It was a photo op. And I think the photo was taken from on top of a pedestrian walkway that went between WFC2 and WFC1.
Right.
And the folks were on top of an emergency medical vehicle or a fire truck there. And I've got two pictures. The one that you described became a stamp, and it was a pretty famous picture. There was another picture taken at the same time from a slightly different angle, and you can see there's not much behind them, where the first picture shows this humongous heap of stuff in the background. I'm not saying it's photoshopped, but I'm saying it doesn't represent what was really there. There's foreshortening, and maybe it was, some kind of a telephoto lens deal. I don't know why it has the clarity it has, because, if so it's way off in the distance, you'd think you'd have a lot more fumes. But it was interesting photography. But the second picture from the slightly different angle, you can see that what's in the background was just this one thing of wheat checks, the prefabbed outer columns, stabbed into the pavement right by WTC3, between WTC1 and WTC3. And it's just this, one set of outer columns is just stabbed in the street, and that's all that's there. It's just like nothing else.
Dr. Wood, we heat our farmhouse with an outdoor wood furnace. And it has a 4 foot by 5 foot firebox. And we put tree stumps in there, and we put limbs of trees that have fallen. And we have this fire in this outdoor wood furnace that's been running for 4 years now. And when we empty the ash, we empty it with a shovel, and we put it in a pile on the ground, and we let it cool. Dr. Wood, just these wood ashes, which have been consumed, there's still some embers in there that we try not to take them out. We try to leave them in the wood furnace. But this ash, if we didn't put it out with a hose and water and cool it immediately to prevent a fire hazard, this ash would be hot for days. Days. Now, how is it? I'm stunned by this, because if we just open the door to this wood furnace, which is roughly, 2 feet by 2.5 feet, that's the door. Just the heat from opening that door forces us to back away, just from that. And it's not like the fire's raging out the door. It's just hot in there. I'm looking at these firemen. One of them doesn't even have his fire jacket on. He's in a short sleeve shirt.
Bare arms. Yeah.
Two of them are with their arms bare. There's three firemen there. One has his coat on. They all have their hats on. But where's the heat?
T-shirts.
Where is the heat?
On Thanksgiving, when remember as kids, all the food getting cooked in the kitchen. That kitchen's hot.
The
oven going, the stove going, and it's a long time till that heat goes away from your stove. There's not a lot of heat. But and also there was a broken water main on West Street that day, mm-hmm. that afternoon, and you can see in Figure 164 right below the flag picture, is the street's filled with water, and it turned out it was like knee deep water. And you had firefighters wading through there. They weren't boiling they didn't look like boiled chicken. They're just wading through water.
Mm-hmm. And you would think it would be very, very hot water.
Yeah, if water hits something hot, it becomes steam. something really hot, and you'd see steam coming up. But it turns out that the fumes that would come up would only come up from dry stuff. If you put water on it, the fumes quit coming up. So it did not act like, you know, the what looked like smoke coming, the people saw smoke coming up.
Right.
That was really particulate coming up. And if you hose it down, it would quiet it down. Only when it became dry would it start fuming again.
Dr. Wood, an example of what you're saying is we have several farm tractors here who that have exhaust pipes that come up from the hood and go vertical. And they get pretty hot because there is there's no shielding. It's a straight exhaust pipe out with the exhaust in direct contact on the inside of this pipe. And when it rains, like we could be in the tractor and all of a sudden it'll start raining. And when the raindrops hit the exhaust pipe, they will turn to steam. Right then and there, they'll turn to steam. Exactly what you're saying. So you're of course, right. On the next page, Dr. Wood, there's another shot of, I'm talking about page 177. You can see that American flag again. And there are a lot of fumes, as you said, in the background. But the interesting thing, figure 165, it's like a vertical line of these fumes, and I've never seen a vertical line of fumes delineated like that. Can you explain that?
Oh, you're talking about coming out of Building 7?
Yes.
As one face of the building and one face only from ground to roof. But later in the day, it started coming out of the east face, but in this picture, it's only coming out of the south face, not the western face. You know, that's a 47-story building. So you look up at the 47th story, and the south face of the you know, window in the corner, or the room in the corner, is coming out of the south face, but not the west face, all the way down. With a couple of exceptions, like one window might have, you know, two places. One window might have something coming out of the western face, but mm-hmm. pretty much it's just one face from ground to roof, from west mm-hmm. side only. It's bizarre. You know, fire doesn't act that way. Also, it consumes something in one room, and it moves to the next room, it consumes every, you know, burnable stuff there, and it goes to the next room. And if fire doesn't keep moving, it burns itself out.
Well, I've never seen a fire that had a vertical line of smoke, if you will. It looks very, very strange to me.
And also coming out parallel. You know, some stuff comes out horizontally, some stuff goes up at a 45-degree angle for several floors.
Right.
But what are the chances that the wind is going to be, you know, abruptly different on one floor than another floor, than, you know, clusters of floors? It's strange. You're right.
When the firemen were on the scene breathing this dust, looking back, way over 10 years. What have we learned? Have these firemen all died, or mostly have they succumbed to cancers?
A lot of them have. And they didn't know at the time what they were breathing. They just thought it was just regular, you know, soot and stuff from a fire. But when the buildings came apart, mm-hmm. I won't say came down, when they came apart, and the air was filled with this particulate, very, very, very fine particulate. These guys thought they were goners because they thought they were in a smoke-filled environment because no sunlight was coming in. Everything was black. And smoke displaces the oxygen from the air, as I'm sure you know. And that's why they wear these tanks so they can breathe oxygen from the air tanks because they can't get it from their environment. And so here they thought they were goners, and then one says, wait a minute, we can breathe. This is just dust. It's not smoke. We can breathe. So they stick their faces in the armpit, so they're mm-hmm. using their shirt right. as an air filter. But they were just really quite shocked about that.
Well, I'm looking at back on page 174. There's a guy in uniform, and he has a white helmet on and a dust mask. And he is about, I'm guessing, maybe 100 feet, 150 feet from the fumes. And it doesn't look like he's running. It looks like he's just walking. And it seems like he is not 150 feet, 100 feet away from the fumes. It looks like there's not much dust or particles in the air where he is. It seems like this stuff is so heavy, whatever this is in the air, is so heavy that it doesn't move too much where he is. And I'm looking at the firemen on the next page. In the background, there are these fumes, as you've said. They're not wearing dust masks or respirators or air tanks or anything, but it looks like 100 feet away, it's thick. It's so thick you can't see through it. Am I looking at this wrong, or is this correct?
It was probably patchy in places, but it also, the longer distance away you're looking through more atmosphere.
Mm-hmm, right.
So it's going to be cumulative. So it's hard to really tell for sure, but there were places where it was heavier in some places than other places.
But these firemen, either they wanted their faces to be seen for this photo opportunity, or they could breathe okay, because not one of them that's erecting this flag has a mask on of any kind, nor an air tank.
Right. They didn't. I don't think they perceived what the issue was, and it's something that didn't really become apparent until later. That and what I've figured out from this is that coarse dust landed, and the air was fairly clear, above a certain level. But the particles continued breaking down, became finer and finer and finer, and then were, filling the air.
When we come back from this break, can we go to page 178, where you talk about dustification, your term for what happened to the material of the towers. Dr. Judy Wood, where did the towers go? .com. I'm Vin Fennell.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA+. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This can be slight and when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, I'm delighted to be with Dr. Judy Wood on this broadcast classroom. And we're talking about where did the towers go. The reason we're talking about this, how does this tie to preparedness, USA Prepares? Because you're going to have to discern what you hear and what you see in the media, what you hear and see in person. You need to determine what is real and what is not real. For example, what you've seen with your own eyes, the pictures that you've seen, does not necessarily correlate to what the words that are spoken from the media say. The towers turned to dust. The towers went away. We have to have new words for this. And we all are making mistakes. We're saying fire. We might not be talking about fire. We talk about smoke. We might not be talking about smoke. We might mean fumes. And Dr. Judy Wood came up with a term called dustification. It's a new word. She created this word, and it's exactly what happened. These towers turned to dust. And if you look on page 178 of her book, Where Did the Towers Go? Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Free Energy Technology on 9/11 by Dr. Judy Wood. You'll see the towers turning to dust, literally turning to dust. Dr. Wood, what are those pictures that we see on page 178?
First, I found a quote that I'd like to read on page 153. Sure. Assistant Fire Marshal Richard McCahey. This is what we were talking about just before the break. He said, somebody, which actually helped me, I don't know who it was, after somebody said, I can't breathe. Somebody, I don't know which direction it came from, screamed out, don't panic. Just relax, relax. It's not smoke. It's just dust. Just relax. After that point, that's when I started to realize that my mouth was filling up like with a sandball. All of a sudden, I realized when whoever said that, now I'm starting to pay attention to my surroundings. I realized there was no heat. You could breathe. Stuff was going in your mouth, but it was like a cool air coming in when you breathe it. So I said, maybe he was right. You could see it was gritty. Or you couldn't see it was gritty. So this building was just turning dust around them.
Dr. Wood, let me ask this question.
Yeah.
Let's say we have some infrastructure that's aging. And we want to bring that infrastructure down, buildings. It seems like this is the perfect way to do it. Whatever this is, it seems like it's the perfect way to do it without, let's call it, damaging the buildings surrounding us, without breaking those windows of the buildings around us. If you look at a city, and you know, when we build these buildings, we marvel at our ingenuity. We go, this is really, really neat. You know, we built this building, it's straight up, and do we forget that at some point in time it will be obsolete, either functionally or...
You have to take it apart. Yeah.
Yeah. And how do we take it apart? Well, isn't this evidence of a really good way of taking apart a big problem, this building,
sure,
or these buildings?
As long as you know what you're doing. You know, maybe this is a test that they're evaluating. What are the long-term effects on people breathing it in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something they don't know. And the reaction apparently kept going for a while, you know, and slowly, you know, lessened with time. As it's termed non-self-quenching. It's a process that doesn't terminate itself. You know, it has slowed down.
Dr. Judy Wood, we are...
just turning to death.
We're almost halfway through the book. We've got a lot of lessons to go, a lot of one-hour lessons. I'm looking forward to more of them with you. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, seeing you at the Get Prepared Expo, having you come visit the farm and stay with us. I can't wait for March of 2015, when we have the Get Prepared Expo. Thanks so much for being with us today, Dr. Judy Wood. If you'd like a copy of her book, which I have... Where Did the Towers Go? WhereDidTheTowersGo.com. It will help teach you that you're going to have to ferret out information for yourself and discern the truth for yourself. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news and commercials.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.